The Gemara Masechet Gittin, Daf Beis, teaches us the halacha that when a shliach brings a get, he must say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. And the Gemara quotes the machloikis of Rava and Rava as to why must b'fanei nechta be said. Rava says the reason is l'fi she'em b'kiyin l'shma. The people in Chutz Laretz were not familiar with this most fundamental halacha, that a get that's written must be written l'shma. They weren't aware with this halacha, and we need to be concerned that perhaps the get wasn't written properly. And the way to know that the get was written properly is by having the shliach say, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Rava says the reason why b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta has to be said, we are concerned that perhaps the husband will come and say that this get is not a valid get. We don't have Edim. We don't have the Edim that signed on the get readily available. And therefore, we now have a concern that this get is indeed a disqualified get. If the woman got remarried based on this get, we have a problem that an Eishes Ish may be living with someone else. If there are children from the second marriage, we may have an issue of Mamzerim. So in order to avoid this problem, Rava says, the Eid saying b'fanei nechtem is, as the Gemara discusses on Daf Gimel, sort of being Mekayim the get. So the Gemara on Daf Beis, asked the Kasha, Ola Rava the Omar, according to Rava that says the concern is, l'fi she'ein b'kiyim l'shma, that the people in Chutz Laretz are not familiar with the halacha, that the get must be written l'shma. So ask the Gemara li'boi trei, we ought to have two edim to testify that the get was written l'shma. Why is it adequate, ask the Gemara, with just the shliach himself coming and saying that the get is l'shma by him reciting b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? Shouldn't it be required that we should have two edim? Midi dehava kol edus shebetorah, as we have in all situation of edus in the Torah, where the halacha that we need to have two edim. So Tosfos asked the kasha that why does the Gemara have to use kol edus shebetorah, or situation of edus in the Torah, as the raya that we need to have two edim? The Gemara could have asked a much simpler question. The Gemara could have asked that we know that a get itself, that the get itself requires two edim. So that should be a raya that we need to have. That should be a raya that you need to have to aid them. So the answer that Tosfos gives, as explained by the Achronim, is that from the fact that a get needs to have to aid them, that isn't a compelling raya. That isn't a compelling raya that all situations that involve a get require two edim. Because a get, and this is the way Rav Chaim explains, a get, edim, can serve two purposes. One purpose an aid can serve is to help us know what happened. Another purpose of an aid is that an aid creates a chalos. When we say that a get requires two edim, that's only in a situation of creating a chalos. a get being written and then signed by two Adam makes it into a get. And if you don't have two Adam signed on a get, you don't have a get. Here, when we're speaking about the shliach saying b'fani nechtam, the purpose of the shliach making this statement is not to create a get, but it's rather to tell us what did or didn't happen. That's a different situation altogether, and there perhaps one aid would be sufficient. Another way of understanding, says Reb Chaim, is when the Edom are coming to say that this woman is not divorced, is divorced, that indeed may be considered a davishah, very obvious that you need to have two Edom. Here, they're not coming to say that the woman is divorced. The woman, the coming to say that the get is a kosher get. And that's a different type of situation altogether. And therefore, the Gemara is assuming that one aid should be enough. But then the Gemara asks that we find that by all aids, we always need two aids. Says the Gemara, Eid echad nemen bisurin. No, there's a rule of Eid echad nemen bisurin, and therefore one aid can be enough. So Rashi says that why is Eid echad nemen bisurin? Rashi says, "Sharei minu Torah kol echad ve'echad miYisrael al shchita v'al nikur gid v'achelif." So Rashi is saying that we find that the Torah trusts everybody to say that their food is kosher, and we don't need to have Edom to say that your food is kosher. And Rashi in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskel v'Omer, actually expounds on this concept. He says, "Kolz man she'odem ene nechshad, soim chanlov." As long as the person that we're relying on, we have no reason not to rely on him, we can rely on him. Dim loy kein ein lecha adam oichel mishel chaveiroi, vein lecha adam soim lecha pnei beisai. If we won't have this concept, says Rashi in Masechet Yevamos, of eid echad nemen b'yisurim, then no one will ever be able to eat in anyone else's home. And no one will be able to eat in their own home. An untenable situation. Tosfos Yeshanim, in Masechta Yuma, Daf Pei Ches Amud Alef, Divrei Hamaskel Midi, asks on Rashi. He says, so is that a good enough reason? Because we're concerned that people won't be able to eat, that we should just say a rule, Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim. So actually, there's a machloikus how to understand Rashi. Because there's a Rashi in Masechet Chulin, Daf Yud Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskel Eid Echad. He says, the Pasuk says, V'zavachta mi'bekarcho v'soincho. The Pasuk says, V'shochat esper habakar. Says Rashi, that we see from here, that one person alone is trusted to shecht an animal, even though he's an eid echad. And we don't need to have any edim testifying that the meat is kosher. So it's not just a svara, it's not just a svara of eid echad nemen bisurim, it's actually a pasuk. Others ask on Rashi that how can we bring a raya from, how could our Gemara be compared to the cases of Rashi? In all the cases of Rashi, somebody's saying that their food is kosher. Somebody's saying that his shechita was done properly. Somebody's saying that I took off the trumas and maisers properly. That's why they're Neman. But in our Gemara, when the Shliach is coming to say that someone else did something, the Shliach is not testifying about something when he says b'fanei nechtam that applies to him. The Shliach is testifying to something that applies to someone else. And therefore the question is, how can we bring a raya from these two situations, one to the other? So Rab Nachum answers that indeed, that indeed the halacha of eight echad naman bi surim begins in a situation where it's personally relevant to the person who is saying the edus. But once we see, says Reb Nachum, that the Torah says that we could trust the person by himself, Rashi expands that concept and says that it's not only limited to such a situation. Tosfos, the Divrei Maskil Eid, has a different source from how we know that Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim. It's from the din of a nida. The Torah says that a nida, the sufferla, counts for herself the Zayin Nekiyim. And based on our counting for herself the Zayin Nekiyim, we allow her to become tar to her husband. And she's an Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim. The Ramban says he doesn't understand why Nida is a good source for many reasons. Number one, there is no other way to know that a woman, the only one that can know that she's not a Nida is the woman herself. There's no one else that could tell you that she is or isn't a Nida. Moreover, the Nida is a situation where she is going to be tahar. That's a way a woman's cycle works. She's tahar, tameh, and then tahar again. So the fact that she says she's tahar is something to be expected. Furthermore, the nida, when is the same question like we just asked, when the nida is saying testimony, she's saying testimony that affects herself, whereas the shliach in our Gemara is not saying testimony that affects himself. Actually, there's a fascinating Pardes Yosef. The Pardes Yosef in Parshas Bereishis brings a Medrash Pliya. The Medrash Pliya says, L'chot Adam Arishin at Sheher Loi Dam Nida. Adam Arishin did not do the Aveira of eating the Eitz Hadas until he learned the halacha of Dam Nida. And of course the question is, what does Dam Nida have to do with Adam Arishin's Aveira? So he explains that Adam Arishin said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, how did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? So he said, Isha shonosati imodi hi nosnali mina Eitz. So the question is, how did Adam Rishon rely on Chava herself to tell him that this is from the fruit that he's allowed to eat? So says the Pardes Yosef. That's the question that the Medrash Pliya is coming to answer. Adam Rishon used the excuse that he ate from the Eitz Hadas because Chava gave him to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And the question is, and how could you just eat based on Chava giving you from the Eitz Hadas? Says the Medrash, the Dam Nida teaches us that we're allowed to do this. Because Dam Nida teaches us that the woman herself could say that she's Tahar and we will trust her. How do we trust her? The answer is, because a woman has Nemanis. How do we know a woman has a Nemanis? We know it from the halacha of Dam Nida. In answer to the question of the Ramban on Tosfos, that the Ramban asks, how could we bring a raya from Nida, where the Nida's testimony affects herself as well, whereas in the case of our Mishnah, where the Shliach says b'fani nechtam, he's saying testimony that affects someone else, but doesn't affect himself, says the Papa Rav, a very nice teretz. The Papa Rav explains that when somebody says testimony about someone else, and if that testimony is false, or what he says is false, and it will cause somebody else to do an aveira, we now have a situation that he is in a category of lifnei evil esita michshol. He's being over the aveira of lifnei evil esita michshol, which of course no one wants to violate. So it is an edus that affects him himself, and therefore we could say that the Ramban's question is answered, just like by Anida's testimony that affects herself, so too here is a testimony that affects himself if he's lying, because he'll be over the aveira of lifnei evil l'sita michshol. Continues the Gemara. So we've learned now the concept of eid echad neman b'isurim. And as we look at this concept of eid echad neman b'isurim, there's a fundamental question that we need to understand. What does eid echad neman b'isurim teach us? Does eid echad neman b'isurim teach us that a new din in edus, that even though b'kol ha'tayra kula, we know the pasuk says apishnei edim yokim dover, here the Torah tells us that one aid is enough. That's one way of learning. So it's a new din in edus, that you don't need, in certain circumstances, the Torah does not demand of us to have two edim. The Torah says that one aid is enough. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is that it's not a din in edus. The Torah is telling us that in certain circumstances, edim aren't required. What the Torah is telling us is that in certain circumstances, all you need to know is the truth. And once you know what the truth is, it's not a din in edus. It's a din in knowing what really did or didn't happen. And I think the answer to this question is actually related to the next piece of Gemara. Because the Gemara says, how can we say over here, how can we apply over here the concept of Eid Echad Neman B'Surim? Asked the Gemara. Eim Adamrinan, when do we say the concept of Eid Echad Neman B'Surim? Eim Adamrinan Eid Echad Neman B'Surim, K'koyin Chaticha, when we have a piece of meat, Sofik Shal Chalif, Sofik Shal Shuman. If it's a sofik, if the piece of meat is kosher or non-kosher, d'lois chazik isur, that I don't know for sure that the meat is that I have in front of me to decide if I may eat is kosher or not. Avol hocha, in a situation, the chazik isur d'eshesish, we have an eshesish. There it's much stronger, and we can't rely just on eid echad. And Tosfos says, "Have a davishah," and the Gemara continues, "Have a davishah be'erva." The chol davishah be'erva, pach ve'ein have davishah be'erva, and the halach is davishah be'erva needs ve'ein davishah be'erva pach mishnayim. Davishah be'erva always needs two edim. So the Rishayim debate how to understand the Gemara's question. Does the Gemara mean to ask two questions? Or does the Gemara mean to ask one question? Does the Gemara mean to ask, there are two reasons why over here we should not rely on Eid Echad? One reason is because it's a Chasik Yisura, and the other reason is because it's a Dabar Sheva Erva. That's one way of learning the Gemara's question. That the Gemara is actually asking two separate questions, why over here we should not rely on Eid Echad, or another way of understanding is that the Gemara is saying actually two
combining two things. The Gemara is saying, we have here a situation of Ischazik Yisuro, coupled with the fact that it's a Dovah Sheba Erva, and when you have a combination such as this, of a Dovah Sheba Erva and Ischazik Yisuro, we can't rely on an Eid Echad. And actually, this is a Machlokes Rishonim. I saw that it's a Machlokes Rishonim. What are the conditions? The Marik says that if it's a Dovah Sheba Erva, but it's not Ischazik Yisuro, an Eid Echad is enough. The Ramban, the Ritva, disagree. And they have the opinion that a Dovah Sheba Erva, even if it's not Ischazik Yisuro, you still need to aid them. What is the Machlokes? I think the Machlokes here is, how do we understand Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim? If we understand that Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim is a din in Eidus, so the Torah said that under certain limited circumstances, an Eid Echad is enough. What are those limited circumstances? Number one, it has to be not Ischazik Yisuro. Number two, it has to be that it's a not a Dovah Sheba Erva. That's one way of looking at it. And therefore the Gemara here asks, here you have a Dovah Sheba Erva. Here you have a Ischazik Yisuro. And therefore, you can't rely on Eid Echad. The Marik is of the opinion, that no, an Eid Echad is a birur, that under certain circumstances, I need to know the truth. And when I know the truth, that's all that counts. And here, because it's a Ischazik Yisuro, and because it's a Dovah Sheba Erva, relying on an Eid Echad is not going to get me the whole truth. And therefore, I can't rely on an Eid Echad, because it's not enough to get to the bottom of the truth. Very different approach. And actually, I saw a tshuva from Moshe. It's in Yoredei Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Dalet. Fascinating tshuva. The tshuva was written by Rav Moshe still when he was in Russia. The shaila that was asked to Rav Moshe, unfortunately, was it was already in communist Russia. Many of the people who were still religious from the older generation, their children, the younger generation, were no longer Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs. And the shaila that's asked to Rav Moshe is that these people went to their children, the way Rav Moshe describes it, their children already lived in Moscow. The children were no longer religious, but in respect to their parents, they kept a kosher house. They said that the house was kosher, that everything in the house was kosher, and that their parents, who were still religious, were allowed to eat in the house. And the question that was asked to Rav Moshe was, can these people eat in the houses of their children who are irreligious? So Rav Moshe says that the concept of Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim is not a din in Eidus. He says, Eidus has one set of rules, and Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim has another set of rules. And this rule that we're talking about here, about Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim, is a whole different concept. Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim means I know the truth. And therefore, if these people are certain that their children are telling them the truth, and their children are indeed keeping their homes kosher in respect to their parents, even though they're not kosher Eidim, they're not religious Jews, we could eat in their house. And actually, I saw a machloikus achroinim. There's a din, loisana bereyecha eid sheker. An eid is not allowed to say a lie. And the question is, it's nothing to do with the din, obviously, of mivash sheker tirchak. The question is, if an eid echad be surim lied, is that a violation
of the din of Lysana Bereyecha eight sheker. The Miches Chinuch says, yes, that an eight echad who lies is over the lav of Lysana Bereyecha eight sheker. There are other Achroinim, the Sharichayim, says that no, Eirech Nem Visurim has nothing to do with the din of Lysana Bereyecha eight sheker. What is the explanation of this machlokes? The Miches Chinuch obviously learns that Eirech Nem Visurim is a din in Eidus. If it's a din in Eidus, so in Eidus there's a din of Lysana Bereyecha eight sheker. The Sharichai, like the Ramban and the Ritva, the Sharichayim obviously follows the opinion of the Marik. The Marik's opinion is that Lysana Bereyecha that Erech Nem Visurim is not a din in Eidus. If it's not a din in Eidus, there is no din of Lysana Bereyecha Eid Shakar.